I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The provincial election is Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2013, and we wrap up meeting the candidates in Vancouver, Kensington now. This has been the third campaign where all the people running have appeared on this program. The riding of Vancouver, Kensington's northern borders are 16th to Fraser and Kingsway to Nanaimo. Its eastern border is Nanaimo to 49th Avenue, 49th Avenue south to Main Street and up Main from 49th to 16th. The BC Green, BC Liberal, and BC NDP candidates have all been in to chat, and joining me now on the line is the BC Conservative Party candidate. Raj Gupta has been a real estate agent since 1990 and received a diploma in mechanical engineering in India in 1967. With his wife, he has managed five retail stores since becoming a Canadian citizen in 1979. I'll ask Mr. Gupta about why he's running, the issues he believes are important in this campaign, and what it's like campaigning in Vancouver, Kensington, as the Conservative Party's candidate here. The website for more is at bcconservative.ca. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Raj Gupta. Mr. Gupta, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
You're very welcome. What has this campaign been like for you? Are these long days? Do you campaign all the time?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you enjoy the process of meeting constituents and talking to them about what's important?
Yes, it is very interesting.
Yeah. Why did you decide to run?
Because I have been a realtor for the last 23 years. I was in management for 25 years for my wife's retail stores, and I worked as an insurance agent for 15 years. And 7 years in mortgage broker. So I got lots of clientele, big clientele customers. And I was listening to their issues and complaints, and everything in the BC was going on, like unemployment issues, taxes problem, and health system, like people are suffering and they are not having place to go and get treated. They have to wait a long time, and lots of safety issues, system.
Yeah.
So it is why I plan to go and do something for the community.
Yeah, and so in terms of on your website, you've written that your priorities are keeping taxes low and balancing the budget. Can one do both at the same time?
Pardon?
Can you keep taxes low and balance the budget at the same time? I know the NDP is planning. I mean, this is what their opponents are saying. The people in the Liberal Party and your party, that the NDP will raise taxes to balance the budget. Do you think you can keep taxes low and balance the budget?
Our BC Conservative Party is looking with a smarter spending system, so they will be cutting down on some places. Some places there will be additional alteration, so that way they can reduce the taxes.
In terms of talking to people in Vancouver, Kensington, constituents, you're also a realtor. I'm sure they're concerned about affordability. That's something that people living in Vancouver are concerned about. What's a way to deal with making Vancouver more affordable?
I think we have to go for the smaller houses.
Mm-hmm.
System, like in Surrey, they have designed like 200 square feet condos, etc. They are coming with the idea, and west side they are coming around 500 to 600 square feet accommodation. So that way we can create more affordability and more number of units for the public.
Why did you choose to run with the BC Conservative Party?
BC Conservative Party, because I decided at the 11th hour, mm-hmm. and I could get that opportunity at that time, because other parties were filled, so I could not go for them.
Yeah. There was a report that you had registered as a nominee for the BC Vision Party, and then deregistered, and then...
Actually, I got contacted by BC Vision Party. At that time, I was not having any too much plan,
uh-huh.
so I just decided to go with them. Once I gone through the system, I realized that BC Conservative Party is more acceptable to in the community, more known, candidates are there, so we might be able to form a government and do something better rather than sitting with smaller people on the back benches.
Now, you were announced as the conservative nominee on April 22nd. It's been about 3 weeks since then. Was that enough time to run a campaign, do you think?
I know it is. It was a short period, but lots of people know me in community because, as I mentioned, my experience is 60 years experience in last 39 years I have been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 60 years. Like 25 years, I said, retail businesses and 17 mm-hmm. years insurance business. If we combined all those numbers to come to over 60, actually. So lots of people know me, and I was on the phone myself yesterday, and I find out lots of people know me by names. And I have met my old people who was living 30 years ago, and when I said, I'm a conservative, oh, you are Raj Gupta. So I was surprised myself. It is very, amazing.
Yeah. People listening to us might be from outside of Kensington, and I'm sure you'd like them to vote conservative. What's the experience been like running for this party and working with a leader like John Cummins?
It's a great party, and he's very experienced, 18 years MP experienced, I think, more than anybody in other leaders. I don't want to say individual leaders, but they are for 3 years, and he has been an MP for 18 years, and he is unknown in the community.
Yeah.
And that's how BC Conservative got name also when they were in power in BC also. And people like as a federal conservative, so people are having those BC Conservative ideas.
What about the idea that voting conservative would take away votes from the BC Liberal Party and bring the NDP into power?
Okay. People are very, very much confused right now, and they are depressed. A Liberal Party has brought so much deaths. People are not liking to vote for them. And NDP, they are scared of NDP. Whenever NDP has come in the power, they have brought the economy down. So it is why people are scared of voting. Actually, I was asked with my fellow realtors 3-4 months ago this question. We don't want to vote Liberal, but we don't like to vote NDP. What should we do? So at that time, as a neutral person, I was not even thinking about this politics. I said, go for the best one, a third party or fourth party, whatever best solution is there, rather than sticking to the same old people who are talking same thing and doing same thing, and we are going in debts and debts the whole day. You are paying in the taxes everywhere.
Now
it's why BC Conservative is between the two parties will make this problem solved.
How do you think your party will do on Tuesday?
Well, I'm having great hope with the party. Final result will come after counting, but I'm having high hopes.
Yeah.
We are having quite a few numbers, 58 plus, and we are expecting we might form a majority, never know.
Yeah. Now, you live in the riding, is that right, Raj?
I used to live, actually.
I see.
But I moved to Collingwood area some time ago.
Yeah.
I started my life in 1974 at 29th and night, and I was up to 1985 in that area. In 1985, then I was in insurance, then I moved to close to my office. So I'm in Collingwood area now.
Have you found the experience of running fun?
Yes, it is a big fun, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate your time today. Good luck with the rest of the campaign, Raj.
Okay, I will ask the listeners as well as the British Columbians to vote and support me as well as BC Conservative Party so that we can bring the changes now. This is the time to make a decision. And the choice is yours.
The website
Thank
for more
you
is
very much.
You're very welcome. The website for more is bcconservative.ca. Raj Gupta joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. He is the BC Conservative candidate here in Vancouver, Kensington. I'm Joseph Planta. Raj, are you still there?